Things were different this year for GoFest. The first thing was location. Turns out it had a positive impact on merchants in the downtown area, according to Patrick Boas, recreation manager of Roanoke City Parks and Rec.
Everyone's been actually ecstatic with how things went. I heard that Mass General Store had record sales since they've even opened here in Roanoke. Walkabout Outfitter was just super excited and is advocating heavily that we bring it downtown again. I know Three Notch had great sales. The Cajun Snowball Place, you know, they were really happy.
There were a few detractors, though.
The negative things we heard were just things that were missing, and I think a lot of people didn't really fully understand that because of COVID in general, a lot of those vendors and brands that we had worked with in the past were not coming because we were moving downtown, but because they just didn't have the staff to accommodate it, or they'd gone out of business.
Boas goes on to say that because of the existing infrastructure in downtown, that the overall cost to put on the festival was much lower. This is good news, as sponsorship was down this year. No official decision has been made as to whether or not they're going to hold it downtown next year. A survey is available for those in attendance on the WFIR website. Rob Ruthenberg, WFIR News.